together in the Word of God in our present Sunday morning series of studies in the Old Testament in the book of Psalms, where we have reached Psalm number 66. Psalm number 66. The heading of the psalm simply tells us it is a song. Psalm number 66. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how terrible are thy deeds. So great is thy power that thy enemies cringe before thee. All the earth worships thee. They sing praises to thee. Sing praises to thy name. Come and see what God has done. He is terrible in his deeds among men or for men. He turned the sea into dry land. Men passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. For thou, O God, hast tested us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou didst bring us into the net. Thou didst lay affliction on our loins. Thou didst let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet thou hast brought us forth into a spacious place. I will come into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to thee burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Amen, and may God bless to our hearts such a reading of his word. Now will you turn with me in your Bibles to the psalm that we read earlier in the service, Psalm number 66. To my mind it seems clear from some of the verses of this psalm and from the whole tone of the psalm that the background to it is some great deliverance from serious trouble that God worked for his people. And that means that the background note or the atmosphere of the psalm is that of salvation. And it was a salvation that was worked by God. And I'm glad that we're at a psalm like this the week before Christmas, because it seems to point us right forward to the glorious message of Christmas. And Christmas is all about the fact that God sovereignly and graciously worked salvation for his people. And in this psalm, the psalmist seems to look back and he gives thanks. That's verses 5, 6, and 7. He looks forward and he does so with confidence, because right at the end of the psalm, in verse 20, he finds himself assured of God's love. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. It's quite a psalm. Psalm number 66. The last time we were doing a series of studies in the psalm and came to Psalm number 66, and I think that's a way back in 1974, we divided up the psalm saying in verses 1 to 4, the emphasis is on the person of God. In verses 5 to 7, the emphasis on the power of God. Verses 8 to 12, the providence of God. Then in verses 13, 14, and 15, we come to personal prayer. And in verses 16 to 20, we have personal testimony. To my mind, this is a psalm that is full of all sorts of lessons and instructions and encouragements. And I've enjoyed studying it. I hope you will enjoy studying it with me this morning. In verses 1 to 4, the theme is praise. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. And as soon as I read that verse, when I began my study early in the week, I found myself thinking of the angel chorus in the Christmas story, because they sang, "Glory to God in the highest." And if ever a choir made a joyful noise, it was the choir of the angels that first Christmas time. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Now notice, sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Now, here is something that's very, very important. A lesson that we must learn. The older generation and the younger generation. Praise is for God. The important thing is not so much that we enjoyed that hymn. Did God enjoy it? Praise is for God. And praise is for God's glory. Praise is for God's honor. Praise is for God's pleasure. Not for us. Although we enjoy the praise of the sanctuary. And the praise of the sanctuary is or should be a means of grace, whereby we are able to express in very wonderful words, poetic words often that we are not capable of creating for ourselves, but we are enabled to express our praise and our worship to God. And one of the great things about the Psalms, when they are used in praise, is this. The words of the Psalms are never trivial. And you can't say that about a lot of modern hymns and choruses. But the Psalms, when they are used in praise, are never trivial, and they are never pretentious. They are worthy in words and in their tone. I sat and thought about this, and I turned up in my hymn book a hymn that I learned when I was a student at Aberdeen University and I was teaching in the Sunday school. And the Sunday school were taught this hymn, and I've never forgotten it. I don't know of any other congregation in Scotland where in the Sunday school the children were taught to sing the Te Deum.